Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, the Lord's good. He's good all the time. His mercy endureth forever. Are you ready for the word? Yes. Amen. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 12. Amen. Amen. You know, we're talking about speaking words of faith. The title of this is Speaking Words of Faith, Part 2. The kingdom of God, let me say it this way. The kingdom of God operates off a word language called the language of faith. And the devil's got his system too, obviously. It's a kingdom of fear. And he operates off fear-based words. So what I'm talking about and what I'm trying to get across is we have to make sure we're speaking the right thing. We have to make sure that we're speaking God's language. And there again, we're talking about the faith talk. Faith. Faith is God's language. Amen. So, verse 34, it says, are you there? Amen. It says, brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. Evil treasure brings forth evil things. Now, verse 36 and 37, I really want to zero in on this. But this I say to you, that for every idle word men shall speak, they shall give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words, see, this is getting to be heavy stuff. You're thinking, you know, for the most part, the body of Christ, for the most part, does not have a clue. Does not have a clue. I'm reading these scriptures, they don't have a clue about words, about the power of words. They have no idea that you set things in motion by the words of your mouth, good or bad, death, life, in the power of the tongue. Now, there's nothing in between. There's no gray areas. So is this important? It's very important. Your words are taking you someplace. And he goes on to say in verse 37, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Now, let's go back up to verse 36. It's that last part. It says, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Now, there's two things I want to say here. There's two judgments, really. And now, most people think, and it's true, there is a coming judgment where we all will have to stand at the seat of Christ. There is that day coming. We'll have to give account of things done in the body. Make no mistake about it. That's the most important one. But in the here and now, we have an enemy. And he's roaming, looking to bring judgment against you. And what does he do? He's using your words. So there's two judgments. We'll have to stand before the Lord. But what I want to talk about is the judgment of the enemy, our adversary, our opponent, the devil. Make no mistake about it. It's about words. Yeah. He wants your words. Pastor Brad and I were talking a couple weeks ago how they pressured Jesus. You read that. They pressured him. Trying to get him, trip him up, asking questions after questions, trying to trip him up in his words to entrap him. Come on, to entrap him, to take his words as evidence so that they can accuse him. That has not changed. The devil, even though he's stripped, he's defeated, he should be under your feet. But he's still roaming around. He's looking for something. He's looking for your word. What are you saying? When you say, you know, and I have to watch it, man, we're developing. We're maturing, right? We're not there yet. As long as we're walking, we're maturing in this age. I'll be the first one to tell you, I got ways to go. Ask my wife, I got ways to go. There's certain buttons that the enemy pushes on me, and I sometimes I let it go. Slow people, they need to be in a certain lane, you know. They need to be moving over. We followed someone the other day, I had to really watch what I said. You know, 45 and you're going 35, you know, you need to pull off. That's all I got to say. But I'm not there yet. But your words, I'm telling you, it's about words. What you're saying, I mean, it says here, go back to this. It says, for by your words, verse 37, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. By your words. Verse 36 says, for every idle word. Devil loves when you speak a lot of idle words. Idle words that are not the faith language. Idle words that go against God's system. He'll use them as evidence against you. Make no mistake, whatever you say can be and will be used against you in the court of heaven. It's going on right now. Yeah, yeah. He's looking. He's like a lion looking. He's looking for an opening. I'm not saying words is the only thing, but it's the major thing, because you're made special. You're made in the image of God. You are a spirit. You are a speaking spirit, born again. Speaking spirit, made in the image of God. So we should only say things that line up with what God says. That's the reason why you're better off not to be just talking and talking and talking. You need to be slow of talk. Slow. James said, be quick to hear, slow to talk, slow to anger. When you yield to anger, that's when you get frustrated, things aren't going right. That's when, in the heat of the moment, things will start flying out of your mouth. You're not even thinking. You're just in the heat of the moment, and they're flying. Well, that's exactly what the enemy wants. It gets you all worked up. It gets you all get in this anger mode. Why? Because you're not even thinking anymore. You're in frustration, and you're letting things cook over. Then the Bible says, we just read, out of the abundance, out of that deposit, you're going to bring forth, huh? You're going to bring forth. In other words, you're setting things in motion. Some of those seeds you say, when they leave your mouth, especially when you're talking to somebody, when your words leave, you can't get them back. Be slow. Be quick to hear, slow to speak. If you want the best of God, that's what we're going to do. If we want the best of God, we're going to have to get in His program, His way of doing and saying things, seeking first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, His way of doing things. Well, I'm telling you, speaking the word is His way of doing things. Amen. Now turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5, and we'll get in a little deeper. 1 Peter chapter 5. Because when you give the enemy your word, you're speaking his language, you're giving him evidence. In other words, you're giving him legal ground. As a persecutor. Persecutor. Is that right? Prosecutor. That's right. He is your prosecutor. He is after you. He is your opponent. Just like in a court of law. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5, we'll start with verse 8. It says, be sober. In other words, be sober. Let me look this up here. NIV says, be self-controlled. Another translation says, have a disciplined mind. In other words, don't speak everything that crosses your mind. Be disciplined. Have a sound mind, right? And then it says, be vigilant, be watchful, because, here we go now, because your adversary, the devil, walks about, in other words, he's still on this earth, like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know, I've watched this, I don't know how many times, on Animal Planet. Was it Animal Planet? Or anyway, it's Animal, probably PBS type thing. It's the same thing. They show these lions, the pride, you know, lions, and they're going after these war buffalo. And they will, in the pride, they're very, very, very smart. Anyway, they'll attack that whole bunch to get them running. And they start separating the weak ones from the strong ones. Or they will pick one out, and I've seen this many a time, there'll be one straggler just by himself, and they will pounce on that guy, show's over. And the lions, they show no mercy. And I've seen that over and over. What are they trying to do? Separate. That's what the devil's trying to do. He's trying to separate you from the herd, from the church, pull you out of church, to get you isolated. That has not changed. And once he gets you isolated, listen, I see it in church. People used to come to church, they don't come to church, and then it's a slippery slope. It's just a slope. Then eventually, they're doing things, saying things that they never would have said while they were in the pack, in the church. But that slippery slope, I'm telling you, you do things you never thought you would do. That's the reason why it's so important to assemble. Amen. It goes on to say, let's read this. Be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may desire. In verse 9, it says, resist. And that word resist means to stand against. Resist, stand against him, steadfast. That means be immovable. In the faith. Let me say that again. Resist, stand against him, be steadfast, immovable. How? How are you going to do it? In the faith. In other words, in the faith, you're talking a certain language. In the faith, you're talking the language of faith. In the faith, stand firm in your confession of faith. Hold fast to your confession of faith. That's what it means to be in the faith. Well, brother, I'm standing. You know what the Bible says? Stand. Stand all having done. Stand all, whatever, something like that. I'm just standing. Well, if you're standing, the Bible says to stand with the armor of God. See, I see this. I'm just telling you how it is. I've seen it. I've been across this all many, many years. I hear them say it. I'm standing, and a lot of you get people mad at you, but you know I gotta tell it like it is. Okay, you're standing, but here's the thing: what are you saying? You say you're standing. That's good. That's good. You take a stand. You make your stand. But here's the thing: it says with the armor of God. In other words, you should have a sword in your hand. That is the word, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You ought to be saying something. What does God say? Could you imagine a Roman regiment going out to battle without a sword? Could you imagine this? Okay, boys, okay, we're going to go out to battle and we're going to stand our ground. But you don't need your sword today. We're just going to go out and we're going to stand our ground. Well, first of all, that's stupid. I don't think the soldiers even do that, but I'm just saying. We're going to go out and we're going to stand our ground because it's our ground. And the enemy's coming, but we're going to stand our ground. Now, we even know that even sounds stupid, doesn't it? So here's the thing. In the natural, if they went out and stood their ground and they got the whole armor of God on, but they don't have the sword of the Spirit, they may not come back. Because they will be pushed around. So when it says the whole armor of God, whole armor of God. With your face shield, with your sword, the whole deal. Because we have an enemy and he wants to take you out. You got to come to a place where you're going to have to execute judicial punishment. You're going to have to take the sword of the Spirit and you're going to say, it is written. It is written. You're going to have to respond. If you're just standing there saying, wow, well, I'm just standing, you better be saying something like, it is written. Now we'll talk, I'm going to teach again on Wednesday. We'll get more into that Wednesday night about the Rhema word. And that's what he's talking about, the Rhema word, the spoken word. That's what Kenneth E. Hagin based his whole ministry on, the spoken word. What I'm saying is to stand in faith, to stand in the faith, you're going to say something. If you're not saying anything, he's going to push you around. Have you ever played that game? Pinball? Yeah. That little marble? That's what a lot of Christians look like. The little marble. And they say, I'm standing, I'm doing it. Well, if you're not saying anything, the devil will take that ball and he'll pull back on that actuator and he'll let go. That little ball is gone. And that's exactly how a lot of Christians look. They're just banging around. Boom, 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 boom. And he's just, and the devil's, he's playing the whole thing. He's got the flippers. And that ball comes down. And he goes, and that ball goes right back. And same thing. And he comes on his side. And he goes back up. And then he'll do this. Have you seen guys play the pinball? I've seen them. Really, guys really good playing. They'll take that pinball machine and go, and they'll bump it. Just enough, it's legal. If you go too much, the machine is shut down. But they'll bump it. They know just how to bump it. The devil knows how just to bump you. Yeah. If you're not saying something, he's got you binging around. I guarantee it. Amen. You've got to stand your ground. You're going to say what the Word says. When he comes against you, take out the sword. And execute judicial punishment. We're going to get into that Wednesday night. But you got to say something. That's why it's so important to have the Word in you. The belt of truth around your heart, around your waist. That way when the Holy Spirit quickens you a word, you can pull that out and use it. When the devil tempted Jesus in the wilderness, Jesus didn't close his eyes and pick something out of the confession box. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. No, he didn't say that. You got to say the quickened word, the rhema, the spoken word that the Holy Spirit has for you to say at that time, at that moment. You got to give Holy Spirit something to work with. It pays to know the Word. That's what Kenneth Hagin, he based his whole ministry on the spoken word, the rhema word. He told other ministers, he said, and of course, I'm not saying anything new, but he said, a lot of you guys won't be around. My ministry will still be going because I base my ministry on the spoken word, what God's told me. You know, Kenneth Hagin did not build a Bible school just because he wanted to. He followed orders from the Holy Spirit, the spoken word. He told these other guys, he said, you're not going to be around that long as I am. You know, and you look at it, a lot of them died at a young age. Or not say young, but they weren't old at all. Kenneth Hagin kept going. It's like he said. What? Because of the word. You give the word first place, honor the word, put the word first in your life through meditation, studying, putting the word in you, honor the word. Holy Spirit has something to work with. When you get in a jam, the Holy Spirit will quicken a word to you. Or He can speak to you. It's still the same thing. It's a word from the Holy Spirit at that time. When I lost my ring, actually it's kind of tight now. I must be gaining weight. I lost my ring for the third time. And I looked for it and I looked for it. And I don't know how many days. But anyway, I got to the point, this is not working. And I said, now I could have said a lot of things, but I said what was in my heart. I said, I looked up, I closed my eyes. I said, ring, you will show yourself to me in Jesus' name. Now that was on my heart and I spoke it. I could have said a lot of elegant things. I could have went to John chapter 16 and talked, with the Holy Spirit guides and He shows us all things. I could have got really elegant. I could have went home and written out a couple pages and recited it to the Lord. I just spoke what was in my heart. Ring, show yourself to me. And what? It took a while. It took 3 months, 4 months. Four or five months, I just stuck with the word, what I said. I didn't doubt it, didn't think a whole lot about it. I went on about my business, and it should have been, this ring should have been in Boonville, because that's where I was looking. That's where I was sawing, cutting up wood and stuff. But it wasn't in Boonville. It was in Newburg. I went home and from working on the farm, whatever, and I came home and I was taking my clothes, the overalls off and cleaning off the dust, the sawdust, and I looked down, the sun was shining just at about 3 o'clock type thing, and it was shining, and I saw something on the ground shining. And I went down and I picked it up and as I went down, I knew. I go, there you are. Yeah. Amen. I said, you're not supposed to be here. You're supposed to be in Boonville. But what happened? The ring showed himself to me. Amen. Now you can say what you want. I believe that was God. It was in my heart. I can't find scripture for that. Ring, show yourself. I mean, you can find parallels, I guess. But actually, those words, it wasn't that I said it is written. That was spoken to me by the Holy Spirit. It quickened into me. That's the word you can hang on to. If the Lord said it, you can have it. I'm telling you. Now, I believe in prosperity. But I don't believe in, you can go overboard with it. I just believe you can have a full cup, right? I mean, a full, more than enough. Your cup running over, a full supply, more than enough, right? But if God says something to you about you being a millionaire, if God said that to you, you take that to the bank. If He's told you that. That's a whole nother story, right? But He's never told me that. But I know if I sow seed, I know I can have more than enough. I know we have more than enough for, when they fed the multitude, five loaves, is it five loaves, two fish? They ate as much as they wanted. You read that in the Amplified. They took as much. It says it. They took as much as they wanted. God doesn't have a problem with you taking too much. Why? I saw that guy. He took 5 fishes and 5 loaves for himself. And he's taking 2 to go. Now, that's not right. Now, he needs to take those 2 fishes and put them back in the basket. That's too much. That's embarrassing. He's got thousands of people here, and he's taking all this stuff. God doesn't care. They took as much as they wanted, and they still had 12 baskets. The seed to keep working. That multiplication kept working. They took all. You read, I encourage you to read, and especially the Amplified Bible, it says they took more. They gorged themselves. Actually, if you look it up in the. Anyway, that's one of the subjects. I'm just saying, there's more than enough. God wants to bless you more than you even want it for yourself. Let me say it again. God wants you healed, blessed, delivered more than you do. Because you're special to Him. You're His very own child. Just like you want your best for your children, God wants His best for His children. So He don't have a problem. You just make sure you have the right motives. That's what we were talking about. Cultivate your love walk. You have a right motive. Delight yourself in the Lord. I guarantee you, you have the right desires. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, well, what am I talking about now? Verse 9, let me go back. Let's get back on it. Resist him steadfast in the faith, immovable in the faith. In other words, stand firm in your confession of faith. Amen. Let me remind you again, whatever you say can and will be used against you in the court of heaven. So, words are important. Words are important. Turn with me to Romans chapter, no, not Romans, Revelation 12. But thank God we have an advocate. Thank God. Jesus Christ, our advocate, standing in the gap for us, saints. So it's not, that's another subject. I don't want to get into that, but. He is our great high. He is the apostle and high priest of our confession. Confession means what? To say the same thing. So if we just say the same thing, saints, it's going to work. It's going to work. It works. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, I mean. Let me see here. It's the last book, and I still can't get the right chapter. Instead of going to verse 11, let's go with verse 10. This will be the last, I think this will be our last two verses we'll go with. Verse 10, it says, when I heard a loud voice saying in the heaven, now salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ has come. For the, here it is, underline this, the accuser of our brethren who accused them before God, our God, how much day and night, and has been cast down. See, he's accuser of the brother. He takes your words, and not only use them against you, he goes before the Father, and he throws the same thing to him. Look what they said. They just given me legal right to move in their life. Now, where'd that come from? You, me. When we don't say what God, we just start shooting our mouth off. We give him legal right to move and to do and disrupt things in our life. So words are vital. They're not just some little thing. They are vital. Verse 11, it says, and they overcame him. We're going to break this down in three sections. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, number 1, and by the word of their testimony, number 2, And they did not love their lives unto the death, number three. Now the first part, the blood of the Lamb, this gives us a picture, saints, is this gives us a picture of the Old Testament. The Passover Lamb, you remember that in Exodus, I think it's verse or chapter 12. It's a picture of the Passover, the Passover Lamb. What'd they do with that lamb? They had to apply the blood, right? Whereabouts? Over the lintel, over the doorpost. They had to apply that blood for what? What's the reason? For protection, for deliverance. And the eating of the lamb produced health in their bodies. So the point is, the blood had to be applied by that hyssop. You know, if you go back and study, I'm not going to go in great detail with this. This is a brief overview. But they take that hyssop and they apply that sprinkling of blood over the lintel and the door and the doorpost for protection. Now, in the New Testament, we apply the blood by our tongue. Amen. The words of our mouth, we apply the blood. In other words, you hear the phrase pleading the blood. That's scriptural. I mean, that's, you plead your case. We're talking about a courtroom type scenario here. You plead the blood over yourself. You plead the blood over your children, your grandchildren, your household. You pleading the blood over your finances, your marriage. It's that blood. How are you going to do it? By the words of your mouth. What are you saying? When we talk about the blood, let's go ahead and read this. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Now, this is how you're going to apply it. By the word of your testimony, or by the word of their testimony. So, in other words, the power of the blood is activated in your life by what you say. Think about that. We're talking about the blood of the Lamb, the precious blood of Jesus. But it has to be activated. If you're not saying anything, it's not going to be activated for your life. You can't wait for someone else to do it for you. It's something you do. This is something we do on a personal level, each and every one of us. We have to practice this. You practice your love walk, you practice your faith walk. They go hand in hand. It says, by the word of their testimony. In other words, what does the word say about you? What does the word... It's, in other words, as you... Of course, I grew up on Kenneth Hagin in E.W. Kenyon. You study all those scriptures, those in him, in whom. In other words, your identity in him. See, you're talking about the blood of Jesus. When you say, when you're fighting sickness, and you need to say something. By his stripes you were healed. You need to be saying something. You're fighting in your finances. You need to say, what does the word say? It's by the word of your testimony. That's how the blood is activated. Oh, but it's too late. You don't understand, brother. It's too late. Who said that? Where's the scripture for that? You're saying something God hasn't said. There again, the enemy's taking that. You give him legal ground. They said that. You're saying something God didn't say. I used to say this, and I've shared this before. December's coming, and you know I'm going to catch the flu. I prophesied over that, over my life every year. Prophesy. I prophesy it. It's coming. I might as well just stand in line for it. Well, where's the scripture for that? Who said that? Me? It's all inspired by the devil. But really, you make the choice. You yield to it. I yielded to that. Until I finally got brains, I don't have to take that. I don't have to be sick every December come around Christmas time. I could be healthy, thriving. Hallelujah. In other words, say what God says. That's your testimony. What does the Word say about you? That's our testimony. That's how you activate the blood of the Lamb. That makes you an overcomer. If you're not saying anything, you're not overcoming. You're going to have a response. Faith always has a response. I'm not waiting for God to do something. He's already done it. But I have to appropriate what He's already done for me. Right? Amen. Now, it says, in the third part, it says, and they did not love their lives to the death. Now, that tells me a lot. Other words, listen up. Other words, you're totally committed to do the will of the Father at any cost. What did Paul say? He said, none of these things move me, neither do I count my life dear to myself, dear to me. Only one thing he had on his mind, and that's to finish the course and the ministry which was given to him by the Lord Jesus Christ. It didn't matter what it cost, and it cost him his life. That's the attitude. I don't care what the enemy throws at me. I don't care what he's doing. Come on, he'll try to get your attention, what he's doing. But my focus is what God is doing. What does the Word say? That's my focus, and I'm committed to it, even if it costs me my life. That's the kind of people God's looking for. I'm in it. I'm in it to the end. I'm not going to go halfway and stop. I'm not going to be drifting off. I'm going to keep my focus, keep myself in the faith, keep myself in His Word. And God said, if you do that, there's a promise. And that promise is you'll be an overcomer. So yeah, to overcome something, you're going to have obstacles. The enemy will make sure that you have obstacles. He'll make sure. He is always trying to hinder us. But it should not stop us. If he hindered Paul, he'll hinder us. But we keep trucking. We keep pressing forward in the name of Jesus. There is no stopping. But you don't understand. Well, only thing I understand is the Word of God. The enemy is always doing his thing. But we have to make sure we're in focus with him, doing what he said. We'll do that, saints. We'll by our enduring, we'll overcome. Amen. There's only one. If we'll just be keeping our focus on him, saints, there's only one outcome. And that we are overcomers. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we don't love our lives even into death. We are sold out. And I believe everyone in here, you're sold out. And your heart's desire is to go after the things of God. And if you've got obstacles in front of you, now that's a whole nother story. Obstacles, well, I wish God would take that out. I wish God, hold it now. Who's supposed to speak to the mountain? See, now we're getting into another story. But a lot of times, I'm being hindered, and this mountain's in front of me. But hold it now. Know what the Word says. You're to speak. Because you're in the faith. You're in Him. Now, make your words count. Yes, there's stuff in our, that's obstacles that need to be moved. But our eyes, we speak. It moves. I'm not saying it's overnight. I'm not saying it. See, you believe. That's our job. Believe, speak. God's the performer. Now, we're going to get more into that Wednesday night. But overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. and we're sold out to the end. We're sold out even if it costs. You know, here in America, we don't. Our biggest thing is someone may say something bad against you. Did you hear what they said about me? That's about it. You know, I have to say it is probably worse now than what it used to be. But in America, we got it made. There's people right now losing their lives over what they believe. They're putting their lives on the line. I thank God for America. I don't know if there's a day go by we don't thank God for His blessings He has bestowed on America. We live in a land of blessed. God has blessed this nation. And I am very thankful to be in this nation. You know, people aren't trying to get out. They're trying to get in. This nation's blessed. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.